Episode 134, Up Close and Personal. In today's episode, Karen Omani talks about physical trade shows and are they worth the marketing investment. I also share with you two cool tools to help gather important information whilst at a trade show.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and this is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. Hopefully, that's you guys. We appreciate that business owners wear so many hats nowadays, and therefore we need to learn lots of new skills if we're going to be successful. This blog is here to help. From finance to social media and everything else in between, you're going to find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add a little something different just for you listeners in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to today's guest blogger, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog, Tools and Techniques.
If you've ever exhibited at perhaps the NIA or the NEC or any of the big conference centres, then you'll know that it's quite expensive to hire their in-house data capture systems. If you're on a budget, and then I've got really two good apps for you that I'd like to recommend. The first one is a brilliant iPad application, and the data that you collect goes straight into your MailChimp account. It's called Chimpadidu, and I think I've probably mentioned this before. It's a funny name, but it's highly effective. So Chimpadidu is also completely free of charge, and it collects your first name, last name, and an email address on an iPad, and it's much better for collecting information, much more accurate as well than collecting business cards or perhaps asking people to complete manual forms, you know, and you can't read their writing. Plus, obviously, if you're collecting business cards, you then physically have to put them on a spreadsheet and upload them to your database system and all the rest of it. Whereas Chimpadidu, it just goes straight in. The only negative thing about Chimpadidu is that is all you can collect. So it's first name, last name and email address. You are quite limited. But if that's all you're after because you want to email people and do like email campaign straight afterwards, then that's really good. If you wanted a little bit more information, then my second app is probably a little bit more worthy of consideration. So the second application is actually an app called SurveyMonkey. You might have used SurveyMonkey before. You can send out questionnaires, but they have got an app as well, and it's really good for trade shows. So you can ask all types of questions, and you can record a lot of different types of data with this neat little app. I think it's up to 10 questions. It's completely free of charge. Anything more than that, you then have to start paying for it. Anyway, I urge you to experiment with both applications at least a week before the show just to avoid any complications. If you wanted to see the links to both of these tools, that's Chimpadidu and SurveyMonkey, then there's a bit of a monkey theme going on there, isn't there? The links for both of these can be found to today's tool show notes, which is all the W's green-umbrella.biz/134. We're on episode 134. So check that one out.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all the platforms are covered here.
It's now time for our guest blogger to make her appearance. Karen Omani from Marketers Energy talks about trade shows, and she gives her top 8 tips to make sure that you get those conversions from your efforts. Over to you, Karen.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Up Close and Personal, written by Karen Omani. Every day, emails ping into my inbox inviting me to exhibit at some trade show or other. In today's electronic age, do physical trade shows still merit considering as a marketing tool? The answer is maybe. Like all marketing activity, you have to try to find out, and you should ensure you have robust measurement techniques in place so that you can really judge whether it works for your business. If you want to give a trade show a go, there are some simple guidelines that will help to maximise your chances of success. 1. Be clear about your objective. Why are you attending? Is it to gain sales leads, find new distributors, launch a new product or service? Only by setting a clear objective can you ensure that your stand communications are correct. Be sure you know what success will look like. 2. Keep your messaging clear. Too many strands will confuse people and water down your communications. 3. Think about all your customer touch points: website, email, social media, regular communications, etc. and ensure you are coordinating your message across them all. 4. Put together a project plan. There are so many different items that need to come together. If you don't create a plan and use it, something will get forgotten. Work backwards from the date of the show. 5. Ensure your lead collection process is robust, with the ability to easily identify the hot leads that need following up urgently. And of course, ensure that they do get followed up as a matter of urgency. 6. Brief your staff well about what is expected of them. Ensure the people you use on your stand are personable and good communicators. Apply strict dress and behaviour guidelines, and debrief at the end of the day. 7. Train your staff how to qualify visitors. You need to politely move on the time wasters. Qualify and take leads from the prospects. I always tell my clients to work out how much it is costing per minute to be at the show. Do this and you will see it is far too expensive to spend 30 minutes chatting to someone who will never buy from you. 8. Review the show and compare results honestly against the objective set. Was it a worthwhile activity? If yes, use any lessons learned to make your next show even better. If no, don't repeat, even if your competitors do.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Karen, for that brilliant article. You've given us some fabulous tips, and I especially like number 7, which was all about training your staff. I love the idea of breaking it down into how much it's actually costing the company by the hour. Genius. Last year, you know, we exhibited at 5 different events. One was for the vet industry and the others were all recruitment focused. And our most successful event was when we had something quirky on our stand, which was actually a superhero cutout. We also had all types of props such as silly hats and moustaches and pipes and funny glasses, that sort of thing. And it was certainly attracting people to our stand. So if you can think of something that's a little bit different when you stand, that makes you stand out from the crowd, then it will certainly attract people in. The other thing, biggest tip as well that I can give you, is to make sure that you're following the hashtag for the event. So check that one out as well. Just ask the venue, you know, what is the hashtag for that event, and get involved in conversations online as well as face to face. Anyway, to read today's article from Karen and to find the links to today's tool of the day, which was Chimpadeedoo and SurveyMonkey, then please visit all the W's green-umbrella.biz/134. Anyway, that's it for this episode.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
Take care for now. I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye. Ta-da.
This episode has been produced by 13 Media Arts on behalf of Green Umbrella.
13 Media Arts.